Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their very best magical life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're diving into the art of manifestation. Are you ready to conjure up the life of your beautiful dreams in 2025? Well, if you are, then stick around because I have got a magical toolkit that'll have you manifesting like a pro in no time. So break out your pen and paper, grab your trusty wand, and let's dream bigger than big, shall we? What the heck is manifesting? So manifesting is all about turning your dreams and desires into reality. At its core, it's the practice of envisioning what you want in life and then taking steps to make it happen. Think of it as placing an order with the universe, right? You specify what you want, and then you work towards receiving it. This is a process that often involves a mix of positive thinking, setting intentions, and taking inspired action. So why is manifesting important anyway? Well, manifesting actually serves several powerful purposes. First up is clarity and focus. Manifesting helps you clarify what you truly want. When you take the time to visualize your goals, you're not just dreaming, you're honing in on what resonates with you. This clarity can guide your decisions and actions moving forward. Next is empowerment. Engaging in the manifestation process actually empowers you. It reinforces the idea that you have control over your life and your destiny. By actively participating in creating your future, you build confidence in your ability to achieve your goals. The next powerful purpose is your mindset shift. So manifesting actually encourages a shift from a scarcity mindset to one of abundance. Instead of focusing on what you lack, the things that you don't have, you begin to recognize the possibilities all around you. This positive outlook can lead to greater happiness and satisfaction in life. Next, self-discovery. The journey of manifesting often uncovers limiting beliefs that have been holding you back. As you explore your desires, you may realize certain fears or doubts that need to be addressed. This self-discovery is crucial for personal growth. Next is alignment with purpose. Manifestation helps align your actions with your true purpose and values. When you're really clear about what you want and why, you are more likely to make choices that reflect your true, authentic, beautiful self. Next, attracting opportunities. When you focus on your goals and you maintain a positive mindset, you're more likely to notice opportunities that align with your desires. It's like tuning into a specific radio station. When you're focused on what you want, you're more attuned to the signals that can help you get there. Lastly is building resilience. Manifesting isn't just about wishful thinking. It also involves taking action and facing challenges all along the way. This process builds resilience as you learn to navigate obstacles and stay committed to your goals. In essence, manifesting is a practical approach to living a fulfilling life. By combining intention setting with action, self-reflection, and positivity, you're setting yourself up for success in achieving the life you have always dreamed of. Okay, let's talk about the cornerstone of manifestation, which is intention. You know, the universe is like this giant, beautiful cosmic DJ, always tuning into our vibes and spinning the tracks of our lives, right? So if we want to manifest our dream life, we have got to get crystal clear on what song we want to be playing in the background. Let's kick things off with a little visualization exercise. Find a comfortable spot, maybe grab a cozy blanket, and let's do a little time traveling together. Close your eyes and imagine it's New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2025. You're looking back on the most incredible year of your life. What does that look like? Maybe you're celebrating in your dream home, or you've just launched that business you've been dreaming about. Perhaps you're surrounded by loved ones glowing with health and vitality. Whatever it is, really let yourself marinate in those feelings of joy, accomplishment, and gratitude. Take a nice deep breath and just bask in the beautiful moment. Now, here's where the magic happens. Open your eyes and grab your journal. It is time to make those dreams tangible. Write down everything you saw, felt, and experienced in your vision. Do not hold back. This isn't just a wish list. This is actually your blueprint for 2025, and we're going to use it to send a very crystal clear message to the universe about what you're calling in. But let's take it a step further. I want you to engage all of your senses in this process. What does your dream life smell like? Maybe it's the salty ocean breeze from your beachfront property, or even the rich aroma of success in your corner office. What does your dream life sound like? The laughter of kids, the ping of incoming emails from satisfied clients, or even the pop of champagne corks at your book launch party. Really get specific and let your imagination run wild. Here's another powerful exercise to try. Create a day in the life story, if you will. For this, write out in present tense a full day in your ideal 2025 life. From the moment you wake up to when you go to sleep, detail what you do, who you interact with, and how you feel. This isn't just about daydreaming. You are actually programming your subconscious mind to recognize and move toward these experiences. Now, let's talk about the energy behind your intentions. It's not just about what you want, but why you want it. For each goal or desire you've written down, ask yourself, why is this important to me? Keep asking why until you get to the core emotion or value driving this desire. This deep understanding will fuel your manifestation with authentic energy. Remember that setting intentions isn't a one-and-done deal. It is a living, breathing practice. I highly recommend revisiting and refining your intentions on a regular basis. Maybe set a monthly date with yourself to check in. Are your goals still aligned with your highest good? Has anything shifted? Don't be afraid to adjust as you grow and evolve. Lastly, let's seal these intentions with a little ritual. Take your written intentions and read them out loud under the night sky. As you speak each one, visualize it as a bright star joining the constellations above. You are literally putting your dreams out there in the universe. How freaking beautiful is that? By getting clear on your intentions, engaging all your senses, understanding your deeper why, and regularly refining your vision, you are laying a rock-solid foundation for manifesting your dream 2025. You're not just dreaming anymore, you are co-creating with the cosmos, my love. Okay, let's dive into one of my absolute favorite manifestation tools, the beautiful moon. Our celestial sister has been influencing life on Earth since, well, honestly, forever, and we can totally tap into her power to supercharge our manifestations. So here's the scoop. The moon goes through different phases, and each phase has its own specific magic for manifestation. Let me break it down for you. First up, we have the new moon. This is prime time for setting intentions and planting seeds of what you want to grow. It's like the universal reset button. On the next new moon, try this ritual. Find a quiet spot outside if you can, or by a window if it's too cold. Light a white candle for new beginnings. Take out your journal and write down your intentions for the lunar cycle ahead. Be specific, be bold, and most importantly, write in the present tense as if these things have already happened. So you'll want to write something like, I am thrilled to be starting my dream job, or I am so grateful for my vibrant health. Now, here's a fun and cool twist. After you've written your intentions, fold the paper and bury it in a small pot of soil. As you do this, visualize your intentions taking root and growing. You can even plant a seed or a small plant in this pot. And as it grows over the coming weeks, it'll be a physical reminder of your intentions manifesting. As the moon waxes and grows fuller, this is your time to take action. The growing moon is all about building momentum. Try this. Create a vision board that represents your new moon intentions. Each day as the moon grows, add something to your board, a picture, a word, or even a symbol. This active participation tells the universe, hey, I am super serious about this. When we hit the full moon, it is officially party time. So this is when manifestation energy is at its peak. It is time to celebrate and express gratitude for all the abundance in your life, both what you already have and what's on its way. Here's a powerful full moon exercise. Write a letter to the universe thanking it for fulfilling your new moon intentions. Make sure you get detailed about how amazing it feels to have these dreams realized. Then, in a safe place, burn the letter. As the smoke rises, imagine your gratitude reaching the cosmos. But wait, we are not done. We are moving into the waning moon. So this phase is perfect for releasing what no longer serves you. During this phase, try this. Write down any habits, beliefs, or situations you want to let go of. With each day as the moon shrinks, cross one thing off your list and do a small action to release it. By the time we're back to the new moon, you'll have cleared the way for your next round of intentions. Now, let's talk moon water. This is one of my absolute favorite things to do. It is a super simple way to infuse your daily life with beautiful lunar energy. On the night of a full moon, leave a glass or bottle of water outside or even on a windowsill, and this is to soak up those beautiful moonbeams. In the morning, you now have a moon-charged water. Use it to water your plants, add the water to your bath, or take a sip when you need a little cosmic boost. And here's a pro tip. Pay attention to which zodiac sign the moon is in during each phase. This adds another layer to your lunar manifestation. For example, our next and final new moon for 2024 is December 30th, and she is a new moon in Capricorn. So this means that it is a powerful time to lay a strong foundation for future goals by focusing on commitment, discipline, and practical action. Essentially, this new moon in Capricorn is about grounding your dreams into reality through concrete steps and a sense of responsibility. Remember, working with the moon is a practice. Don't worry if you miss a phase or forget a ritual. The moon is always there, cycling through her beautiful phases, giving us chance after chance to align with her energy. All right, let's add some beautiful sparkle to our manifestation practice with crystals. This might be one of my favorite topics. Oh my gosh, crystals are everything. So these beautiful earth treasures aren't just pretty to look at. They are like little powerhouses of energy that can totally amp up our intentions. Crystals have been used for thousands of years for healing, manifesting, and pretty much everything in between. They have their own unique vibration that can resonate with different aspects of our lives. It's all about finding the right crystal for your specific goals. Let's start with the abundance superstar, and that is citrine. This delicious sunny yellow stone is like a magnet for prosperity and success. Citrine is basically the crystal equivalent of a "we're open for business" sign to the universe. Here's a fun exercise to try. Place a piece of citrine in your wallet. Each time you add money to your wallet, hold the citrine and say, "Thank you for the abundance flowing into my life." Watch how this simple practice starts to shift your money mindset. Now, if you're looking to manifest love, whether that's self-love, romantic love, or just more compassion in your life, rose quartz is your go-to crystal. This pink beauty is all about opening the heart chakra. Here's a little practice you can try. Before bed, hold a piece of rose quartz over your heart and visualize it glowing with a soft pink light. As you drift off to sleep, imagine this loving energy spreading all throughout your body and attracting more love into your life. For an all-purpose manifestation boost, clear quartz is the Swiss Army knife of crystals. This crystal amplifies energy and can be programmed with pretty much any intention. Here's a powerful way to use it. Hold your clear quartz in your hands and close your eyes. Visualize your intention as a bright light entering the crystal. Once you feel that the crystal is charged, keep this crystal with you as a physical reminder of your goal. But listen, why stop at just one crystal? Creating a crystal grid can supercharge your manifestation practice. Here's how to do it. So you're going to want to choose a central stone that represents your main intention, such as citrine for abundance. Then you're going to arrange supporting stones in a geometric pattern all around it. As you place each stone, state how it supports your goal. For example, if you're using amethyst, you could say, "This amethyst brings clarity to my financial decisions." Something along those lines. Now, let's talk about some lesser known but equally powerful crystals for manifestation. We have labradorite. So this one is a flashy blue and green, beautiful in color, and it's amazing for manifesting change and transformation. Next, pyrite. She is so pretty, I can't even stand it. So pyrite is often called fool's gold and is actually a powerhouse for manifesting wealth and overcoming fears around money. And who doesn't need that, you know? Here is a really fun daily practice that you can try. create a crystal intention bowl. So to do this, you're going to fill a bowl with some small tumbled stones that align with your goals. Each morning, close your eyes and pick just one stone. Whatever stone you choose, let that be your focus for the day. Remember, the key to working with crystals is to approach them with an open mind and heart. They are tools to help focus your own innate manifestation powers. Think of them as cosmic amplifiers for the energy you're already putting out there. And don't forget to cleanse your crystals regularly, please. Crystals are energy. They have energy. They absorb energy like little delicious sponges. So it is incredibly important to reset them. A few simple things you can do is leave them in the sunlight. You can leave them in the moonlight. You can even smudge them with sage or Palo Santo. Some people even recommend washing them. You can run them underwater. I never do that because I can never remember which crystals are okay to put underwater. So I don't want to run the risk. So sunlight, moonlight, and sage, it is for me. Lastly, trust your intuition when you're choosing your crystals. Sometimes a stone will just call out to you, even if you don't know why. That is your higher self knowing exactly what you need. It's not about collecting the most or the biggest crystals, but it is about finding the ones that resonate with you and your beautiful dreams. This segment should come as no surprise. I mean, if you know, you know. Can I hear it for meditation? Yes, meditation. I got it. I got it into the episode. You see what I did there? Okay, celebration over. Let's talk about the wonderful world of meditation and how it can skyrocket your manifestation game. You already know meditation isn't just about clearing your mind. It's about creating a direct line of communication with the universe. And here's the best part. There is no one-size-fits-all approach. We're going to explore some fun and varied techniques that'll work for even the busiest minds. So let's start with a simple visualization technique. For this, find a comfy spot, maybe grab a little blanket or a cushion, and get ready to take a little mental vacation. Go ahead and close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Now, imagine a beam of golden light descending from the beautiful cosmos up above. See it entering through the crown of your head, filling your entire body with warmth and possibility. That is your connection to the universal energy field. That is a simple visualization technique. You can try this in all kinds of different ways. If you're not feeling the golden light, you could go for a white light, or just let the color of the light come to you. That is exactly what you need. Here is another fun exercise. Picture your dream life playing out like a movie in your mind. See yourself living in that beautiful home, running that successful business, or traveling the world. Really engage all of your senses. What do you see? What do you hear, smell, taste, and feel in this dream life? The more vivid and detailed your visualization, the stronger the signal you're sending to the universe. It's like crafting the most amazing vision board, but it's all happening in your mind. Next, let's try a walking meditation. This is perfect if you tend to feel any kind of like anxiety or you feel antsy when you're sitting still. Find a quiet path or even just pace around your living room. As you walk, with each step, state an affirmation related to your goal. For example, if you're trying to manifest a new job, you might think, "I am worthy," as you step with your left foot, and "of success" as you step with your right foot. So to be clear, as you step with your left foot, you would think to yourself, "I am worthy." And as you step with your right foot, you would think to yourself, "of success. I am worthy of success." Feel the earth supporting you with each step, grounding your intentions. Now for my busy bees, let's talk about micro meditations. So you don't need an hour of silence to make a big impact. Try this, for example. Set an alarm for random times throughout your day. When your alarm goes off, take 30 seconds to close your eyes and visualize your goal as already achieved. Feel the emotions of having what you desire. It's like sending little bursts of manifestation energy out into the universe all throughout your day. Here's another powerful technique I love. Body scan of abundance. To do this, lie down comfortably and start at your toes. As you move your attention up through your body, imagine each part filling with golden light of abundance. When you reach your heart, visualize it overflowing with this energy, spreading throughout your body and beyond, and attracting your desires straight to you. If you love sound healing as much as I do, try this one. create a manifestation playlist. And this is going to include songs that embody the feeling of your desires fulfilled. Put on some headphones, close your eyes, and let the music wash over you as you visualize your dreams. Next, laughter meditation. To do this, start by forcing a laugh, and soon you'll find yourself genuinely laughing. It is going to feel silly at first, but just go with it. As you laugh, picture your desires manifesting. This process raises your vibration and sends out positive energy to the universe. Plus, I mean, it's kind of impossible to worry while you're laughing, right? Just remember that consistency is key with meditation. Even 5 minutes a day can make a huge difference. Try setting a specific manifestation meditation time each day. Maybe it's right after you wake up or during your lunch break, whenever works for you. Make it a non-negotiable date with the universe. Lastly, don't forget to express gratitude during your meditations. Take a moment to thank the universe for all you have and all that's coming. Gratitude is like a magnet for miracles. Remember that there's no wrong way to meditate. Find what feels good for you, what gets you excited to connect with the universe. Whether it's visualizing, walking, laughing, or just taking mindful moments throughout your day, you're strengthening that cosmic connection and amplifying your manifestation mojo. Okay, it is time to harness the power of your words with affirmations. These little nuggets of positivity are like rocket fuel for your dreams, rewiring your brain and aligning your energy with what you want to attract. It's like being your own personal cheerleader, but way more powerful. Now, here's the secret sauce to making affirmations work. It is all about how you phrase them and the emotion you pack into them. The key is to state them in the present tense as if what you desire is already yours. So instead of saying, "I will be successful," try, "I am successful and abundant in all areas of my life." Feel the difference? It's like telling the universe, "Yep, this reality is mine." Let's kick this off with a fun exercise we're going to call mirror magic. So every morning, look at yourself in the mirror, right in your eyes to your mirror's eyes, and say your affirmations out loud. Really pour your heart into it. Something like, "I am worthy of love and success," or "I attract amazing opportunities effortlessly." Watch how your energy shifts as you do this daily. It's like giving yourself a pep talk from your future successful self. And again, like the laughing meditation, this might feel a little bit weird, but trust the process. Now, for my creative friends, let's try this. Affirmation art therapy. To do this, grab some colorful markers and paints and write out your affirmations in beautiful, vibrant letters. Make it as artistic as you like. Add doodles, patterns, whatever you are vibing. As you create, really feel the truth of the words. Then, hang your masterpiece somewhere where you will see it often. Here's a powerful technique to supercharge your affirmations: the emotional escalator. So, to do this, start with an affirmation that feels believable to you right now. For example, "I am learning to value myself more." Then, gradually escalate it over time. So next week, it could be, "I am worthy of good things." And eventually, you'll find yourself confidently stating, "I am a magnet for abundance and love in all forms." It's like training for the manifestation Olympics, if you will. The next exercise is to try an affirmation alarm. So similar to the one with meditations, you would just set a random alarm on your phone throughout the day. And when the alarm goes off, stop whatever you're doing and repeat your chosen affirmation 3 times. Now, let's talk about personalizing your affirmations. The more specific and meaningful they are to you, the more powerful they become. So instead of saying something generic like, "I am successful," try something like, "I am thriving in my dream job as a blank at blank, making a positive impact and earning abundantly." So the blank and blank, that's like your specific role and your dream company. So just feel that difference. "I am successful" versus "I am thriving in my dream job as an ice cream scooper at Baskin Robbins, making a positive impact and earning abundantly." I mean, I'm just pretending, obviously, but it feels different. Just pretending feels different. So the words make a difference. The emotion absolutely makes a difference. Feel how that resonates more deeply. Just listen, trust the process. Okay, here's another fun one. Affirmation karaoke. So for this one, choose a song you love and rewrite the lyrics with your affirmations. Sing it out loud and proud when you're in the shower or in the car or wherever the heck you want to sing it. Not only is it so much fun, but it's also a really great way to ingrain those positive statements into your subconscious. For those nights when your doubts creep in, try this bedtime affirmation. As you're lying in bed, place one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly. Take deep breaths and repeat a soothing affirmation like, "I am safe, supported, and divinely guided." Let this be the last thought in your mind as you drift off to sleep. Remember that affirmations are not about ignoring reality or pretending like everything's perfect, because that's just not the case. They're really about shifting your focus to the positive, to what's possible. It's like tuning your internal radio to the frequency of your desires. Don't forget to celebrate the small wins along the way. When you notice positive changes, no matter how small, affirm them. "I am proud of myself for taking steps towards my goals," or "I am grateful for the abundance already flowing into my life." This creates a very beautiful cycle of positivity and manifestation. Lastly, remember that your words have so much power, my beautiful friend. Use them wisely, use them often, and watch as the universe conspires to make your affirmations your reality. Let's talk gratitude. So, cultivating a genuine sense of appreciation for what you already have creates a magnetic force that attracts even more goodness into your life. Try this. Every night before bed, write down 3 things you're grateful for. They can be big things like a loving family or small joys like a delicious cup of coffee. The important thing is to really, really feel the gratitude as you write. For an extra boost, you can try the future gratitude technique. For this, you're going to write a thank you letter to the universe for all the amazing things that happened in 2025. Yes, again, we're going to do this like it's already happened. This primes your subconscious to recognize and receive these blessings when they show up in your life. Last but not least, let's talk about the final pieces of the manifestation puzzle, and that is inspired action and detachment. While it's important to clarify your desires and align your energy, you also have to be ready to take action when opportunities present themselves. Pay attention to those nudges from the universe, the random ideas, the synchronicities, the chance encounters. These are cosmic breadcrumbs leading you toward your dreams. When you feel inspired to take action, just go for it. At the same time, practice the art of detachment. Once you've set your intentions and taken inspired action, release your grip on the outcome. Trust that the universe has your back and is working behind the scenes to bring your dreams to life. Often, this happens in ways far more magical than anything you ever could have imagined. And there you have it, my beautiful friend, your magical guide to manifesting the life of your dreams in 2025. Remember, you are a powerful co-creator with the universe. By combining clear intentions, lunar magic, crystal energy, meditation, affirmations, gratitude, and inspired action, you are setting yourself up for a truly phenomenal year ahead. I cannot wait to hear all about the beautiful magic you create. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Until next time, this is Chantel with the Media Matters, reminding you to be the magic. See you next time.